True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, riddle me this, and I'm not going to get into politics about this, but I've thought about this
for a long
time.
Going back to DEI policies?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
But I just saw a story on ABCnews.com that, there is apparently a trimming down of federal government spending going on over the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
I mean, let's not live in a bubble, okay? And obviously, Dan had a report that the Education Department is next, that there were some people from DOGE that were already at the Education Department today. And then I read that the next thing that is on the list is trimming down the staff at American embassies. And I'm not getting political, but I have long thought if you wanted to save money, and maybe you would tell me it's a fraction of a fraction or a drop in the bucket or whatever, but you got to start with a drop in the bucket at some point. Why do we have an embassy? And I looked it up. Why do we have an embassy in Fiji? What American interest are we promoting? I mean, I know a lot of Americans vacation in Fiji.
All of them.
The only thing that I can think of that you would possibly need, and I would just put a consulate there with one consular, is if you lose your passport while you're in Fiji, you're going to need to get a
helpful.
New one. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You're going to need to get a new one. How many people does it take to print a passport?
I mean, we've made jokes about how there are certain departments, even within this state, where they send out a press release and we joke like this is their Super Bowl because their PR team hasn't had to write anything for the last 50 years.
Yeah, because you have to get a license for catfish season.
Yeah,
it starts tomorrow.
You know, this is one of those situations, and we have embassies all over this country that really don't do a whole
lot.
All over the planet, thank you, that really don't do a whole lot. And to answer your question, why do we have one there? Because somebody got the funding approved years ago and nobody has questioned why we're still funding it.
Well, these embassies that we have in countries large and small and minuscule, part of the projection of the United States of America and influence along with soft power around the world.
Yeah, but there's a tiny little country between France and Spain called Andorra.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked this one up too. Does the United States have an embassy in Andorra? They do not. There is no embassy in the tiny little country of Andorra. It is serviced, if you go to Andorra, which is a very small mountainous country, again, right there on the border between France and Spain. If you are an American in Andorra and you need the services of an embassy, you have to go to Spain. And they will help you in Madrid. If you are in Liechtenstein, a very tiny country between Austria and Switzerland, you go to an embassy on either one of those two countries because we do not waste the money of putting an embassy in Liechtenstein.
It's also what's the phrase? Not a lifeline, but it's a resource. As a citizen of this country, if you're traveling around the world, you happen to find yourself in a small country in the Pacific and something happens, well, there's your resource, the embassy. They're there to help.
Okay. But it requires military. Every embassy has to have military protection.
Of course,
you have an ambassador. Mm-hmm. They have support staff. I would almost bet that the U.S. embassy in Fiji has a public relations department. I'd almost bet it.
I bet you they have 20 staff members.
Nice work if you can get it.
It'd be great work.
Paradise.
It's a 4 to 8 year vacation.
Sign me up. From the text line, do all countries have embassies in all countries?
No, we do not have an embassy in North Korea for obvious reasons.
And other countries around the world do not have embassies in every other country.
Correct.
Yeah.
Anyway, I saw that story and I'm like, I actually agree with this. Let's trim the staff of all these embassies. It's just,
I think a lot of people would agree that on the surface, trimming budgets and looking for ways to cut costs is always a good thing.
Yeah.
Coming up next, religion.
Yeah, no, I'm done. But somebody says,
I was thinking about Catholic. No, just kidding.
You want to talk about whether Jesus was the true son of God or just a prophet? We can talk about abortion. We can get into guns.
We could talk about, you know, the four emperors of Rome during that 1 year, about 1900 years ago.
Somebody says under an attack or a terrorist attack, you go to your embassy. I don't see Fiji falling under terrorist attack anytime soon.
But it could.
Okay.
It's just one of those things.
All right.
Yeah.
913-586-7798. He's Dan Weinbaum. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. Dana returns next week. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.